Hours before the president likely even boarded Air Force One, there were supporters standing ready to greet him at Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport. About 100 people were in line for the town hall with President Trump and Sean Hannity at the Jet Air hangar. Roy Harris was one of the enthusiastic people at the front of the line.
I've been up since 2:30 this morning. We got here at 6 a.m. That whole atmosphere, it's just invigorating. It brings back hope and faith and what I'm looking for.
Harris donned a Trump hat along with a shirt designed with the Constitution and bald eagle. He was surrounded by others wearing red, white, and blue Trump attire like Laura Benish.
I love Trump. Can't wait to see him again. Trump 2020. I'm extremely excited. It means the world for me to be here to see our president that I support fully.
And while it was the first time seeing the president in Air Force One for some, veteran Robert Poynter recalls seeing every president since Bill Clinton make similar walks during his time in service.
It never gets old. Seeing that plane and seeing the president come down those steps and seeing all the pomp and circumstance that surrounds it, it's absolutely a treat.
Poynter calls Trump the right guy for the job, but not everyone who showed up at the airport Thursday morning would agree. Tom Thurman says he's voted for several Republican candidates over the years, but finds Trump unfit for the highest office in the land.
Another 4 years of Trump and Barr and McConnell, I find terrifying. He's incredibly corrupt, incompetent, divisive, and just overall a pathetic person to be leading this country, and I hope Wisconsin isn't fooled again.
Temperature checks and masks were handed out as the line of supporters were finally allowed into the hangar, but a number of them, even some with tickets, were turned away. But that didn't keep them from lining the fences to await the arrival of the president. Meanwhile, a larger group of protesters took to the gravel across from the Jet Air hangar to air out their grievances, demanding meaningful police reform, among other things. Then, just minutes before 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon, Trump exited the plane and was escorted to the hangar. After the town hall, Trump took the Marine One helicopter to address a new multi-billion-dollar contract for Marinette Marine to build new frigates for the U.S. Navy.
We're here today to celebrate the resounding victory for all of you, for Wisconsin, for the United States military, and for our entire nation. Our nation is very proud of Wisconsin.
Trump then flew back, and Air Force One took off to leave around 5:30 Thursday night. Casey Nelson,
Air Force One, Green Bay Tower, clear for takeoff.
WTAQ News.